The 108th Congress convenes tomorrow in a strange and troubled time, scandalously behind on its legislative work, far ahead on its presidential politics.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Perhaps the 107th should have been forced to stay and finish its work. In the first place, appropriations to run the government for the fiscal year that started 3 months ago. The Constitution says that no money shall be withdrawn from the Treasury except by enacted appropriation. But the government has been running on short-term resolutions, continuing last year's appropriations, leaving departments unable to plan ahead. The Homeland Security Department, enacted in an atmosphere of peril, remains to be funded. Also, first response teams in states strapped by deficits. And Congress needs still to extend unemployment insurance benefits that lapsed for 750,000 workers during Christmas week. It's no fun being a Democratic legislator in a Congress whose agenda may be dominated by a hard-nosed House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Maybe that's why so many congressional Democrats are thinking of another line of work, say, running for president. Senators Kerry and Edwards and Representative Gephardt have announced at least 5 more senators are in various stages of contemplation: Daschle, Lieberman, Biden, Graham, and Dodd. The trouble is that a legislator harboring presidential ambitions has an inherent conflict of interest. His positions on everything from war with Iraq to policy on taxes may be colored by considerations of vote-getting and fundraising. In May 1996, Republican leader Robert Dole, who was running for president, resigned from the Senate, saying he considered it his obligation to leave behind all trappings of power, all comfort, and all security. Let's see how many legislators today are willing to give up the security of $150,000 a year and all the trappings of power when they decide to run for president. We could use some full-time legislators to catch up with the backload. This is Daniel Shore.